62.
Rankin Market is doing it right.
Tim Hedrick, Steve Horstmeyer, Mike Burrish.
Doppler 12.
On your official weather station, 700 WLW.
Tonight, cloudy with some fog. That's according to meteorologist Mike Burrish at the Doppler 12 Weather Center. We'll see a low tonight of 38. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with fog, a high of 47. Wednesday night, cloudy with scattered showers, a low of 45, but temperatures will rise. And then for Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy, a high of 60. 41 degrees now. I'm Charles Van Sant, News Radio 700 WLW.
This is a yummy, yummy New Year's Eve here at the Big One. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
We got the Lazy Gourmet came down. You know, we were eating some of that cheese popcorn a little while ago, and it was all right.
It's good.
But then
it's
Mike from
great.
The Lazy Gourmet showed up. They're up there on Montgomery Road, 9719 to be exact. You've got a dining room, don't you?
Yeah.
And you also cater, and I know you cater to a lot of different events and this and that and the other thing. If you need somebody to cater your next office party or your next New Year's Eve party, give the Lazy Gourmet a call at 793-2266. That's 793-2266.
Yes, and we also have we do full lunch. I do 10 to 12 fresh soups every day.
You made some chicken avocado soup that was just to die for.
We have that. We have chicken artichoke soup, which is what you had.
Artichoke, bisque. Avocado, it's all the same.
Starts with an A. We do all kinds of foods, all kinds
s'mores?
Of caterings from 2 to 100 people.
You make s'mores?
Oh, sure.
S'mores, okay.
They got jambalaya, a hopsin. What's a hopsin cashew chicken?
Cashew chicken. It's not too spicy.
Cashew?
It's made with cashews.
Did you say cashew?
You did.
Cashew.
You say cashew.
Bless
you.
Bless you.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that teriyaki mesquite grilled salmon? Did
mesquite?
I say mesquite right?
Did he just say mesquite?
Mesquite.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Is that good?
That's really good.
I think I had some of that last time you came up during Mike's show.
Right.
That was delicious.
We also do many vegetarian dishes, ratatouille, vegetarian quiches, anything you want.
What's with that mythology about men not eating quiche?
I really don't know, but I think if you eat my quiche, that you'll be a man anyway.
Okay. So that's the Lazy Gourmet up there on Montgomery Road.
It's quiche, but it'll put hair on your chest.
I think everybody ought to make one New Year's resolution. That's start treating yourself right, eating less fast food, and come see me. Let me cook for you at the Lazy Gourmet.
793-2266 to schedule an appointment to have them cater your party. Now, I want to ask you something, Mike. Since you're a gourmet mm-hmm. chef, and you know more about cooking than anybody except for maybe Jimmy Girardi, it's a New Year's Eve tradition in some cultures out west, you know, some of those hills,
right.
You know, The food that they eat at midnight has something to do with the way the rest of the year plays
right.
out.
Down south, they cook black-eyed peas and collard greens, and you'll put a silver dollar on your windowsill at midnight and then take it off in the morning.
What's
for good
a
luck.
Silver dollar supposed to mean?
I really don't know. I just know that's what
financial
they do down
security?
South, below the Mason-Dixon line.
Some German-American families believe that at the stroke of midnight, you should make a point of eating pickled herring.
If that's what you like to do.
That doesn't sound too yummy to me.
No, I have to pass on
pickles
that
are all right, and herring is all right, but...
The two together?
If you took some herring and some pickles and some mayonnaise, would that be a herring salad?
It could be.
All right, well, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Well, we'll mention your phone number again a little later, but that's the Lazy Gourmet. Now, in the studio, we also have the comedy troupe Carnivores in Action, don't we?
That's right, yes, we do.
Lay a little comedy on us, guys.
Okay, there we go. Boy, they're laughing like crazy here. What we want to do is we want to go out tonight and find the wildest party in Cincinnati. So call Chris and Rob if you think you have the wildest party. We'll go up there and we'll give a live report to Chris and Rob from your party.
And they'll perform at your party and they'll make you laugh.
We'll make you laugh so hard you'll die.
You know, this is kind of strange because how wild is the party if we're sitting around listening to Chris and Rob?
It's an absolutely crazy party because you're probably naked while you're listening to it.
Exactly. Okay.
It's a kinky party.
749-7000 is the number here locally. 1-800-THE-BIG-ONE if you're calling from far away. And star talk from that Ameritech mobile phone if you're going to and from a party sober.
So CIA was going to leave, go to Schaefer's and Norwood.
Are you guys going to Schaefer's and Norwood now?
Yeah, we are. That's Schaefer's our first stop.
Then Lazy Gourmet showed up, and you guys decided to stick around a little
bit. And eat some of that grub.
Funny how that works.
You know, they brought plenty of food. Make sure you take a plate with you, all right?
Take a plate with you.
Grab some of that. Grab some of that shrimp, all
right? I've got some shrimp right here.
Right here. That's
maybe
delicious,
the guy out in Milford should come down here. He's got plenty of shrimp, and he got some Alfredo sauce, and it'll clog up the hot tub.
Shrimp Alfredo from the Lazy Gourmet. You're not going to tell us what the secret recipe is to that, are you?
I cannot do that. If I tell you, I'd have to kill you.
All right.
Well, excellent.
Yeah, go to Schaefer's. Get out of here. Got Mark and Bob and Kelly's out there?
Kelly's out there. I think she's eating.
I think she's
all right.
My God, she's swallowing. This is huge. Now, the food is great.
Yeah, it really is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, have fun and give us a call when you get to the party.
Also, I was wondering, Norwood is that at the edge of the Earth?
I think Norwood is at the edge of the Earth.
So the flat Earth, we could prove the Flat Earth Society correct tonight
by getting in Norwood, and then we can hang out the window of Schaefer's and scream over the edge of the Earth.
Go to Schaefer's.
Wow.
Mark and Bob and Kelly from Carnivores in Action are heading up to Schaefer's in Norwood. So if you're looking for some place to go, go to Schaefer's. These guys will perform for you. And, you know, if you want to pay a few bucks to see them, they'll be at the Carol's Corner Cafe on January 25th. That's CIA, the Carnivores in Action. Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Yes, let's.
The phone number is 749-7000. Let's talk to Dano in Covington. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's going on there in Covington?
Oh, we just stopped off to see if we could pick us up a little treat for this evening, and we're going to head on home, but we're coming in
home,
out of...
Is home in the Buckeye?
No, it's in the Union area.
Good, because you know it's illegal to transport liquor across state lines.
You betcha. That's why we didn't want to... They're out all over the place, by the way. We coming in out of Ontario, Canada. We picked you up in southwest Michigan and been listening to you all the way down the road. Finally, I got a chance to pull over and find a cell phone. It slid under the seat. And I've been wanting to talk to you guys all night long.
Hey, I got to thank the Lazy Gourmet again for bringing in the root beer float.
Man, yeah, that sounds good.
You know, there's nothing better on a New Year's Eve than a root beer float, don't you say?
I hear that. You know a good way to follow that up?
What?
Give me a call tomorrow, and I'll take some of them sports fans out to take care of some of the unheard-of or unpublicized sports that take place in these areas.
Like what kind of unpublicized sports? Should I even ask?
Pheasant hunting.
Pheasant hunting?
Yes, sir.
You shoot pheasant?
Well, I'll let them do the shooting. I'll stock the field for them.
All right.
What
about it?
Speaking of root beer floats, have you ever had a Guinness float?
Yeah.
A Guinness float is just like a root beer, except this is how they drink them in Ireland for dessert. You take your glass of Guinness, you put a big scoop of vanilla ice cream in there, you stir it up a little bit. Mmm, yummy.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah. All right, Dano, thanks a lot.
All right, hey, can we give him a number to give me a call for New Year's hunt?
Yeah, let me put you on hold. Jim, take care of him. I want to thank Jim for coming down and answering the phones. I want to thank Carrie White from Hamilton, Ohio, for coming down here and pushing the buttons. Turn that music up a little bit. Thanks, Carrie. Now we have one of my favorite callers to the program. Hello, Bob. You're on the air.
Hey, how long are you going to make me wait, punk?
How long you been waiting, Bob? It says
here
19
minutes. I've been waiting forever. I'm going to come down there and shave your nipples off.
Oh, man, that'll hurt. What you doing for New Year's Eve, Bob?
Who's that fruity little soup boy you got down there? I want to cater his party.
I bet you do. That's Mike from the Lazy Gourmet, and next time you're looking for some Jell-O to rub all over your body, he's the man to call.
So what are you guys doing?
Drinking root beer floats, man. That's what we do every year on New Year's Eve.
I'm up to my neck in Jamaican boys.
Oh, are you?
Young Jamaican boys.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
They got Jamaican boys in Texas?
Well, I brought them in, you know, on my own dollar.
Yeah?
They're sucking off my tit.
Oh, okay. Careful
now. You
know
what I'm saying? I mean financially. I don't mean literally.
Oh, okay. What, you're paying them?
Yeah, you know, well, I shipped them in, you know. I got the digs going, you know. I'm feeding them hot dogs. They love it.
Is this a typical New Year's for Bob?
Well, yeah, actually, it's a little lackluster. Usually, I have boys of all creeds, colors, nations, religions, but this year, it's only Jamaican.
What does 1997 hold in store for Bob?
Well, I plan on fulfilling my dream of becoming an Eagle Scout. Let's see, I want to take Jacko out on a date, see if I can hook up with him. I want to spank Cunningham on a regular basis, you know, just the basics. But, I called to make an announcement.
What's that, Bob?
A big announcement.
What's that?
A week from today, to usher in the new year, me and my little Saggy Poo, we're flying to Hawaii, and we're going to tie the knot. We're going to go all the way.
Oh, really?
We're going to get hitched. We're going to tie it up, baby. We're going to tie each other together. We're going to go roll around and go crazy.
Have you ever been to Hawaii before?
Oh, I've been there. Oh, yeah, I've been there. I've gone there and buried myself up to my neck in young Hawaiian boys. Polynesian flesh. But we're going out there. We're going to get up on a big phallic volcano out on Maui or something. We're going to, like, braid our crotch hair in special little patterns. You know, it's going to be all nude. We're going to, you know, Rip Taylor's going to do the ceremony. We're going to go crazy. We're going all out.
How'd you get hold of Rip Taylor?
He's an old friend of mine. He's, you know, back in the old days, we used to work the Borscht Belt together.
Really?
Yeah.
You know him and Charles Nelson Reilly?
I was his straight man. Oh, that kid's a punk. I took him apart.
Oh, you did?
I wrecked his career.
What'd you do to Charles Nelson Reilly?
I don't want to go into it. It's a little too nasty. I don't want to talk about it on national radio.
Were you ever in a booth with him on the Hollywood Squares?
Oh, you bet. I was out of camera range, though, if you know what I mean, baby.
You were on your knees, weren't you?
I was down there below the old counter, if you know what I mean. When that X lit up, ooh.
All right, well, thanks, Bob, and congratulations on the nuptials.
But I want you guys to come out to Maui, you know, get up on the volcano.
Can we be best men? Can we be in it? Can we be like groomsmaids or something?
Sure. Well, Seg actually isn't going to be nude. He's going to be wearing this little nighty I designed for him. He's got a diamond tiara. He's going to look beautiful. I'm trying to make him a little more feminine.
Do you have some catering for the wedding yet?
No, I think you should get that fruity little soup boy you had on.
Yeah, maybe the lazy gourmet could cater it for you.
Yeah, man, make a lot of artichokes, you know, a lot of vegetables. I like vegetables.
Okay. All right, thanks, Bob.
All right, next time don't make me wait so long, you punks. I'm going to kill you, fruits.
Happy New Year,
I'm on your case. I'm going to shave your back.
You know why you waited so long, don't you?
Why is that?
They're just lining up to get on the Chris and Rob Holiday Spectacular.
You're just lining up to ride my bone.
Thanks, Bob. This is the Chris and Rob Holiday Spectacular. Like I just said, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Say the phone number, Rob.
Oh, that's what you wanted. I didn't know what you wanted. You nodded.
Say the phone number, punk.
749-7000. Now you're
Bob calls and I start calling everybody punk.
Now you become Bob.
Do you know what the New Year's Eve tradition of first footing is? First footing is what it's called.
No, I do not. What is the New Year's tradition of first
footing? First footing refers to the belief that the first person to enter a dwelling on the first day of the year is capable of bestowing an abundance of either good or bad luck on that dwelling's family for the entire year to come.
Ooh.
Now, what implications does that have at 700 WLW when the first thing you're going to hear at midnight is the year in trucking with the Truckin' Bozo?
The Truckin' Bozo. You know, the year in trucking, it can be summed up pretty quickly. Wherever there were roads, there were trucks. And wherever there were trucks, there were drivers in those trucks.
And they were all listening to the Bozo on the
this
big one.
This is your station for the Truckin' Bozo.
Right on.
700 WLW.
So stay tuned at midnight for that. But until then, you got Chris and Rob for at least the next, hour and 42 minutes. So stick around. This is Chris and Rob on the big one, 700 WLW.
1996.
I'm not a puppet here. I will be making some decisions, and there will be some changes made.
Once again, the little Miami is out of its bang.
We can't go anywhere until the water goes down.
People living here at the El Rancho Rankin were told by management to get out by midnight.
He could have gone to Baltimore just as the Browns did.
Anytime you do something to a little 19-year-old baby, you have no business walking the streets of Cincinnati.
I'm not willing to reward a scumbag.
And you heard it all right here on the big one, 700 WLW.
John Nolan Ford, a good deal better, a good...
...transportation and OKI. Just call 311.
The whole nation is talking about them. But there's just one place where you'll get every game.
Oh, my goodness!
Basketball. On the home of the Bearcats, Sports Radio 700 WLW.
Happy New Year. You're hearing the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on the big one, 700 WLW.
5, 4, 3, happy 1996.
Now that was Dick Clark about a year ago.
It was a very clever impression of Dick Clark. The fraud is being perpetrated all across this great country of ours.
Right here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, I, Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we are proposing that Dick Clark did not say that in 1996, and in fact, he hasn't said that for at least 20 years, maybe longer.
The signs are everywhere. The other day I got a publisher clearinghouse letter made out, said, "Dear, what my name, Rob, you may have already won $1 million.
Wow.
And there's a picture, right, of Ed McMahon and Dick Clark.
If you win $1 million, we don't have to do shows anymore.
I know. And in the background of the picture, there was a Volkswagen, and the Volkswagen had a license plate, and it said 75 IF.
75 IF.
And that's how old Dick Clark would have been if he would have lived.
Wow. You know, the biggest giveaway is the fact that Dick Clark's hair has not changed over the years, for at least six decades. Since 54 or 55, you know, he started his show in Philadelphia in 1952, and it went national on October 7th, 1957. And since October 17th, 1957, or October 7th, his hair hasn't changed. Every hair is in the same place. It's the same color.
Have you seen the American Bandstand cards, trading cards?
I've seen some of them. They're cards, but
right. You get like 8 or 10 in a pack, and I got a pack the other day, you know, trying for Buddy Holly, and there's not one, not two, but three Dick Clark cards in there. In one pack, there were three cards that had Dick Clark's
picture. And he looked the same in all of them, didn't he?
He looked exactly the same.
Same posture, same facial expression.
Mm-hmm.
They were all shot back in the 50s, right at the advent of color photography.
Uh-huh.
And they've been rerunning the same thing. Hey, Carrie, could you play that Dick Clark cut one more time so we can analyze the voice? Just one more time, play the Dick Clark cut, and we'll check it out.
5, 4, 3, happy 1996!
See, somebody dubbed in 96. He didn't really say that. I bet 20 or 30 or 40 years ago, he cut a spot that said 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, happy 19... What are they going to do in the year 2000? They're going to have to announce his death then.
Yeah, it'll be over with then.
Did you see last year?
Shadow Stevens.
Last year on The Rock and New Year, if you looked at Dick Clark real close, there was a hand over his head and he was barefoot. You know, that's a sure giveaway right there.
Oh, definitely.
And he had a black flower on his lapel. And in the background, you could see Ed McMahon. And if you read his lips, Ed McMahon was saying he blew his mind out in a car. Mm-hmm. Referring, of course, to the auto accident that Dick Clark died in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This has me all freaked out. 749-7000 is the phone number. 1-800-THE-BIG-1. Start talk from that Ameritech mobile phone. Hello, Rod from Milford. You're on with Chris and Rob.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Rob. You know, if you like play old copies of American Bandstand videotapes backwards, you can hear somebody, I don't know who it is, mumbling, "I buried Dick."
You know, that brings me to my next clue.
You know who it is mumbling that?
Who?
Don Cornelius.
I was thinking about that. You know, I think Don Cornelius may be dead, too, because he's not been appearing on Soul Train lately.
Do you remember a while back, Barry Manilow cut this song called Bandstand?
Way back in the 70s.
Yeah, Rob knows the words.
I'm going to do my handstand. I'm on Bandstand.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
But if you listen to that backwards, Barry says, "Dick is dead. Miss him. Miss him." Play it backwards next time you know you got your old 45s out, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Do you think Shadow Stevens might be his bastard son?
You never know. I wouldn't put it beyond him.
I wouldn't either.
Shadow Stevens is some weird-looking guy, too, so he's like a mutant.
Definitely a mutant. So definitely got the Hollywood face thing going.
You know, I don't know about Dick Clark, but Shadow Stevens could be related to Michael Bolton, because those guys look the same.
The Antichrist 1, 2, and 3. Where does Gary Coleman fit into that picture?
Ooh. I don't know. That's too much to contemplate in one evening.
This is getting thicker and thicker and thicker, man. This is turning into a Major League Baseball team.
Well, I'm doing what I can, man.
All right.
I'm doing what I can.
Well, Rod, you're calling from Milford. How are you celebrating the New Year's this year?
Actually, I'm recovering from a weekend in Chicago, so I'm not celebrating.
What'd you do in Chicago?
Family reunion, you know, the whole drinking heavily, eating heavily. Having weird people look at you and go, "Oh, you groan so much." And then, you know, me looking at my mother going, "Who is this?"
Did your grandparents buy you any clothes this year?
Actually, I got coffee.
Cool.
You're the new generation of the coffee generation.
And Aunt Pammy would not let me forget that. "Oh, it's such a Gen X thing. Here, I got you a coffee pot. Isn't this wonderful?" Very strange.
A coffee pot is Gen X.
Oh, it's terribly Gen X.
So besides tuning into the big Chris and Rob rocking New Year program, what else are you doing tonight to celebrate the New Year? I mean, are you drinking champagne, or are you having a root beer float like I am, or what?
I'm planning on drinking a lot of Guinness in a few hours.
Try it with a scoop of vanilla ice cream, like I was saying before. It's delish.
I hear you, and I think I may go get some Breyers.
All right, thanks a lot.
Got to have the whole vanilla bean thing going.
Okay, thanks, Rod.
And no problem, man.
Take it easy.
See you guys later on.
Merry New Year to you.
Peace
out. Somebody else used to say peace out. You want me to read this whole thing?
This is about the Cowboys?
Yeah, that's the thing about Michael Irvin. I thought maybe you'd like to have it for review at
Dallas
least.
Dallas Cowboys star wide receiver Michael Irvin is denying an allegation that he and teammate Eric Williams and a third man sexually assaulted a woman Sunday night at Williams' home. And did he get arrested or not?
Yes, I believe he's under investigation.
I'll be danged. Well, you know, that brings me to a point I made in the last hour when we were talking to former Major League left-hander Bill Lee. Back when I was a kid, you'd open up the sports page or turn on sports radio, and they'd be talking about batting averages and home runs and touchdowns and who won the game and who lost the game and who's going to the World Series and the Super Bowl. And nowadays, you open up the sports page or tune into sports radio, they're talking about contract negotiations, they're talking about who raped who and who smoked what dope and who got arrested, and they're talking about all your favorite teams are moving from one town to another, you know, like some kind of freak leaving his wife and going to dating his secretary or something.
Right, yeah. Sports has become hard news.
Sports has become 90210.
Yeah.
It really has. It better this way. It's certainly a lot more fun when you turn into the sports radio station. I mean, I like sex and drugs and violence far more than athletics. Unless, of course, I'm playing
in
the game.
I kind of like the sex. That's neat. Mm-hmm.
So what's on the agenda for the news this hour, Charles Van Zandt?
Well, can we quote you on that? I like sex. That's neat.
Yeah,
hey,
sure.
Hey, cart that up, Kerry. I like sex. That's neat. Charles Van Zandt.
Sex is neat. We have that. Sex is neat.
Well, that's fine. Sure. Feel free to quote me anytime, fellas. Looking at the headlines this hour, rising floodwaters forcing people out of Oregon's Tualatin River. Well, I'll have to... I'll get a call from a native on that
one. My sister lives in Portland.
I even spelled it phonetically.
Tualatin. It's called okay. Tualatin.
All right. Thank
Tualatin.
You. Whatever river that is, wind gusts of up to 100 miles per hour buffeting the Pacific Northwest as another storm roars in. States of emergency in effect for 19 Washington counties. Walking a difficult road, but walking, that's the word from the Argentine Council released today by Peruvian rebels. He's talking about trying to resolve the hostage crisis in Lima, Peru. That diplomat, along with the Honduran ambassador, were released today. 81 hostages remain. Mattel says it will place warning labels on the Cabbage Patch Snack Time Kids. The labels come after 35 incidents involving the doll munching on children. And New Year's revelers could feel safer in New York City this year. For the first time since 1968, homicides are below the 1,000 level for the year. The unofficial tally for 1996 stands at 981.
Weather.
Now the Doppler 12 forecast for meteorologist Mike Burrish. Cloudy with some fog tonight, a low of 38. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, fog, a high of 47. Wednesday night, cloudy with scattered showers, a low of 45, but temperatures will rise. Then partly to mostly cloudy for Thursday, a high of 60. 42 degrees at News Radio 700 WLW.
42 is not bad for New Year's Eve.
No, not at all.
Sag and I were on the back porch this evening. It was lovely.
Hey, at midnight, back in the newsroom, what are you doing? You going to pop open a bottle of champagne or have a root beer float or anything?
No, just probably do the midnight news.
Did you have some lasagna over there?
Yes, I did. It was delicious.
Did you have some of the shrimp, what do you call it, shrimp Alfredo? Did you have some of that?
No, I didn't have the shrimp. I love shrimp.
Go in there and check out the shrimp Alfredo. It's all brought to you by the Lazy Gourmet.
It's delicious.
Their number's in the phone book, and I've got it in front of me somewhere, too. Try this, 793-2266.
Tualatin River. That's the one.
I got one more question for you, Charles Van Zandt.
Yes.
And then I'll let you go. I'll let you mull this one over until I see you at 11:30.
All right.
I'm going to name three individuals, Jimmy Stewart, Bob Hope, and Courtney Love. Which ones are going to make it to 1998? Think about that, and I want your opinion at 11:30.
All right, you've got it.
Thanks, Charles.
See you later.
It's a Chris and Rob rocking New Year's show here. We're having a great time, aren't we, Rob?
Heck yeah.
749-7000, 1-800, the big one. Hello, Al. You're on with the Chris and Rob show.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could do me a favor. I got a request.
Anything for you, Al. It's New Year's Eve.
Flipping through the radio station, trying to pick up some good music. We're trying to make a New Year's baby here, and I got the Christmas tree on and the fireplace is going, and your voice, Chris's, is seeming to excite my wife, but Rob breaks in and it just grates and ruined the whole situation.
I'm doing this for your own benefit.
Well,
let me tell you, let me explain why.
Talk a little more.
Listen, Al.
And Rob could just tone it down a little bit. I don't have very long, okay, because I don't want to lose the moment here.
Listen,
Rob,
Al.
Could just pipe it down.
Listen, Al, if you should be so lucky as to conceive tonight.
Well, the
kid will be born September 1st. The kid will easily be able to backtrack and figure out what the circumstances were that it was conceived under, and then the kid will figure out that it was conceived in some kind of drunken revelry on New Year's Eve and wasn't, you know, a planned.
Well, there's a minimal amount of champagne involved here. You know, it's mostly Chris's voice that's adding to the ambiance.
Hey, what's going on out there, everyone? You mean like that?
Right. If you could say something, just soothing, a little sensual, I'd appreciate it, okay?
Okay. Well, listen, Al, we got something here for you. You're getting busy with your wife. I got a little music for you. We'll take this music up to the next break.
All right, it's
coming up. It's coming right up. Let me know when it's ready, Carrie. We got a little music for you, so stay tuned, Al.
Okay, hit it.
It's Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show. Happy New Year. This goes out to Al and his lovely wife. It's still queuing, he says.
This is music to make babies by.
Music to make babies by.
My voice gets his wife out of the mood.
You know. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
I'm Chris. How are you? Happy New Year.
Where are you calling us from, Mike?
We're calling from Big Horn. Hold on.
Can you dance with us?
I'd love to dance. Hold on.
I think Mike McConnell is loaded.
In a little bit. Hey, Chris,
hold on. Please.
You got a minute?
Tangle,
you got a minute? Okay.
Who's that, Mike?
No, I'm sorry. What's that, Chris?
Was that Mrs. McConnell?
No, but she's here somewhere.
Is she? Well,
yes,
send my love, will you? Tell her she's a beautiful woman.
Hold on.
I'd really like to have this dance with you.
I'll be there. One minute.
A nice slow one.
Just one minute. Thanks.
So,
no, I'm sorry.
What you drinking tonight, Mike?
What's that?
What you drinking tonight?
Oh, nothing. No. We're here at a hoity-toity function where everybody stays stone cold sober and we all have the time of our lives.
Because you're all driving home, right?
Absolutely.
Where are you at?
Will you come dance with me?
Oh, absolutely. Be right there.
Okay.
Be right there. Hold on. Sorry, Chris, what's that?
Now, see, we got these comedians on our payroll tonight. They're driving around town. They're on their way to Schaefer's Bar in Norwood, but we want to send them to your party. Where are you at there, brother?
We're at a bar in Norwood, too.
Are you?
A very attractive group of women here at this bar in Norwood.
Really?
Absolutely. Hold on.
Mike, there's a lion dance and we're naked. Are you going to dance with us?
I'll be right there. Hold on. I'm sorry. You guys having a good time?
We're having a blast.
You sure?
Yeah, it couldn't be any more fun. We got the Lazy Gourmet. We got some comedians stop by. I got me a root beer float.
I love the Lazy Gourmet.
Oh, yeah. They brought some lasagna and some shrimp alfredo and a little dessert. We got some banana cream pie.
Hold on. These women want me to dance. I'd love to spend the night with you, but sometimes they just won't leave me alone.
But you're married, Mike.
What's that?
Nothing.
She's here, but she has a great sense of humor about these things.
So what does 1997 have in store for the Mike McConnell Show?
Just more spectacular than ever. One great topic after another, and spectacular life.
Okay. And hey, what'd you get your producer for Christmas, by the way?
I got him something. What'd I get?
I was just wondering. He was in here a little while ago asking what he was going to get for Christmas.
His choice of any midday tape of the year. Take your pick.
Guess
something
what?
Back in March that really kind of, you know, hit your fancy, then go ahead and hit that.
I think he already took it home and erased it and put the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on it.
Oh, I love that.
But thanks a lot, Mike.
Hey, boy, see ya.
Stay sober. All right, let's hit that Jerry Lewis song for Al up there in Toledo. We'll be right back. This is Chris and Rob on 700 WLW.
When I heard who the wackadoo that made me, I was going to tell you that I don't belong to work in that. when I was wackadoo, and I liked that tune a lot. So I did when wackadoo. But I'll go away now so you can do your other movie bar.
You're listening to Chris and Rob on the Big One, 700 WLW.
Wrench Fest 97, presented by Klosterman Baking Company, is Saturday, January 4th at the Cincinnati Convention.
I've never fucked before.
All of us are like little mushrooms living in the dark and fed crap.
Just the same thing over and over again.
700.
I'm fucking tired of this.
WLW.
I'm Chris, and he's the Burpmeister, and you got the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show right here on the Big One. The biggest one, the humongous one, the gigantic one, the 700 WLW, the home of the Bengals fans. Let's see, what do we got going on here? I told you a little while ago that the CIA, the Carnivores in Action, a local comedy group consisting of Mark and Bob and Kelly, we're heading out to Schaefer's Bar in Norwood. Are you guys standing by?
Yeah, we're standing by.
How far are you from Schaefer's Bar in Norwood?
I'm right across the street, Chris.
Okay. Well, Mike McConnell, the ever-popular midday host here on this radio station...
Yeah?
Is at a bar in Norwood somewhere, but he wouldn't say which bar because he was afraid all of his fans would show up. Sounded like they were already there.
Uh-huh.
And it sounded like they were ladies. But find out if that's the bar that Mike McConnell is at.
Okay, we'll go across the street and see if we can't find Mark. It looks a little dead over there at Schaefer's, but,
Well, are you going to go in and at least interview the bartender for us?
Absolutely. We'll get the bartender on here, and, you can ask her some questions.
Okay, let me put you on hold. You head over there, and another caller or two, I'll pick up again.
Okay, Chris.
Okay. Paul. Paul and Amelia.
Yeah, this is Paul. How you guys doing?
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
All right. How you guys doing? Do you guys have a good Christmas or what?
We're having a great Christmas.
All right. Yeah, you guys remember me, don't you?
You're the guy that works at Pep Boys, right?
I worked at Pep Boys. I don't work there anymore.
Where do you work now, Paul?
Excuse me?
Where do you work now?
I'm selling cars up at Mike Castrucci Ford in Milford.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a car salesman. It's wonderful work.
Can you get me a 16 valve?
Excuse me?
Can you get me a 16 valve?
A 16 valve what?
Chrysler.
Chrysler? It's a Ford dealership. We don't sell Chrysler.
Well, Ford then. Can you give me a 16-valve Ford?
Yeah, of course.
I like something that really pops, you know?
Something that really pops. How about a nice 24-valve GT probe?
Oh, that'd be the best.
All right,
that'd
then.
Be great.
I'd get you a good deal on it up there. Me and Mike Castrucci, you know, we're tight. We're good.
Okay, well, if you're going to shill for him, we want a free car.
Excuse me?
If you're going to shill for him, I want a free car. You know
what I'm saying? If I'm going to start trying to boost his business.
Yeah, if you're going to call me up and keep saying the name Mike Castrucci over and over and over again.
Oh, I'm not going to do that then.
I want some wheels, brother.
Yeah, well, so what's your, you guys got any New Year's resolutions?
Uh-huh.
What's
to expose the fraud that is Dick Clark and his untimely death 2 decades ago. The truth must be told, and we're telling it right here in the Big One.
I was driving in from New York State this evening from the family up there for Christmas and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I heard some guy on there talking about the world being flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Tuned in, that was at the beginning of our show. We got Charles Johnson from the Flat Earth Society called in and convinced me that the world is indeed flat.
He convinced you the world is flat?
Yeah, walk out your front door there and take a look around. What do you see?
Flat in some spots, maybe. I don't know about everywhere. That'd be a little crazy.
Well, it's not flat in the Miami Valley here because we got rolling hills and a river and everything. But
oh, yeah, I know.
It's more or less flat, I think.
I guess he got the globe confused with his wife's chest or something. I don't know that.
You're a funny guy.
I try to be, you know. I'm going to try to be a less abrasive man for the New Year's, you know.
Good. You know, you could use that because you've been a little abrasive so far.
Yeah, I cleaned up my potty mouth and everything, you know. A little bit better. So,
you don't take the Lord's name in vain anymore, do you?
Excuse me?
You don't take the Lord's name in vain anymore?
How's that? Just saying God damn it or something?
Like I said, I knew that was going to happen. Let's check in back at Schaefer's. You guys there?
Yeah, we got a lady here.
You want to talk to her?
You got who?
A lady here. What's your name, ma'am?
What does he mean? Do you want to talk to me? Everybody likes to talk to
me. Okay, Chris, we're here at Schaefer's in Norwood, and in search of the wildest party in Cincinnati. Let's hear it for Schaefer's. And Chris?
Yes.
What I'd like to do is put what's your name, ma'am?
Gloria.
I'd like to put Gloria on, Chris. You can ask her a couple questions.
Okay, in case you just tuned in, we have Carnivores in Action. That would be Mark and Bob and Kelly, and they went to Schaefer's Bar in Norwood, and now we're talking to the bartender.
Here, this is Gloria. She's not a bartender. She's a customer, but she's, she seems... She's the owner. We got the owner on the phone, Chris. Hold on a second. Here we go.
That's Gloria.
3. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Gloria. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, darling.
And this is my friend Rob. Say
hey,
hi,
Rob.
Hi, Gloria.
I have to go to the back to hear you.
Okay. So, Happy New Year. How are you celebrating the New Year's there at Schaefer's Bar in Norwood?
We've been here forever. This belonged to my mama.
Really?
Okay.
Can you make a mean old-fashioned?
I didn't believe they were from there.
From where?
You're sort of cracking, honey.
Okay, honey. Well, put those guys back on the phone again.
I'll call you someday.
I hope so.
I listen to the radio
naked
all the time. I
do
can't
you
stand television anymore.
Cool. The TV
and
just
I do have
stinks.
A question.
What's that?
Where's Andy Furman?
I believe he's getting drunk somewhere, having a New Year's Eve party, or he's at home, consoling his wife.
I love him.
So do we.
I love him.
He's adorable, isn't he?
I love Andy Furman.
I do, too. I've got my little Andy Furman doll at home. I cuddle with it every night.
Who cares?
What?
He's honest.
Yeah, he is. He sure is. All right, put Mark and them back on the phone.
Okie dokie, darling.
Thanks,
thank
Gloria.
You.
That's
Happy
really...
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, and ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Chris, I'm back. How you doing, man?
That's Marge Schott, isn't it?
That wasn't Marge Schott, but she vocally, she resembles Marge, if you can resemble someone vocally.
Are you sure that's not Marge? She kept calling me darling.
She's smoking a big cigarette, though, so
is
there
she?
Is kind of a resemblance.
All right, so where are you guys off to next after Schaefer's?
I don't know. You know, I guess maybe we'll head, I don't know. We'll decide, and we'll call you up in a couple of seconds.
Call us back here in about 5 minutes, all right?
Okay, about 5 minutes. We'll give you a call back.
Thanks.
Out.
That's the carnivores in action. They're going to be down at Carol's Corner Cafe doing the same thing they're doing here. It'll be quite the night. Let's see, we're going to take a small little three or four minute break here. This is Chris and Rob on the Big One, 700 WLW. Happy New Year to you.
Red's best.
The fish.
And got it. 2-0 Cincinnati. That's
your chance to live the game. Red's best. Saturday at the Cincinnati Convention Center. Sponsored by the Klosterman Baking Company on the home of the Cincinnati Reds. Sports Radio 700 WLW.
Hey, Mom.
What's up, my man?
You know, I just saved you more.
You're going to blow your toe off. You're a 22.
You can order the 97 Burbank tapes unplucked by calling 1-800-376-7328. From the BBC and 700 WLW.
And now, the big one. 700 WLW proudly presents, for your listening pleasure, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
How proud they are.
They have embedded, and the real true statement they told, it'll freeze their scrotum, and they'll be infertile next year, and that's going to be a problem that's going to make breeding cattle useless. You know, it may not kill them, but it'll make them useless.
What he's trying to say is bring your cattle indoors when it gets cold out. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. Wow, we got two on the phone.
Well, you want to talk to Sushi Girl or do you want to talk to Wacky Joe?
I don't care.
Let's talk to Sushi Girl, then we'll talk to Wacky Joe. Hi, Sushi Girl.
Hi, Sushi Boy.
What is a Sushi Girl?
A Sushi Girl would be the friend of the Sushi Boy who had sushi the other night.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You like sushi?
Do I like sushi?
Uh-huh.
I'm loving sushi.
If you knew sushi, like, what's your favorite kind of sushi?
You know, I'm a California roll girl.
No?
I am pretty, I'm pretty conservative as far as my sushi choices go.
Have you ever had the kind with eel on it, raw eel?
No, you know, they cook the eel.
Do they?
They cook the eel, they cook the shrimp. And I do eat that.
But I think that the tuna sushi is raw.
Yes, you would be correct in saying that the tuna sushi is raw. You know why I'm calling, though?
Why are you calling, know, Sushi Girl?
Well, I just moved to Cincinnati from Washington, D.C., and I'm not sure that I'm comfortable with my decision.
Why is that?
Well, because I'm feeling like I'm, like, missing the cultural, the eclectic stuff in D.C. that we had in DuPont Circle. I'm just not getting it in Blue Ash. Basically. Do you have any, like, can you make me happy?
You got sushi. What else do you need?
You know, I don't even know where a good sushi place is in Cincinnati.
What else does Cincinnati lack that Washington, D.C. has?
Minorities.
Oh, besides the government? Besides the presence of President Clinton and his amazingly, amazingly competent wife
well, in
who's
Cincinnati,
running our country.
In Cincinnati, one thing that you are lacking is a diverse cultural geography. In other words, we don't have small pockets of Asian Americans or Japanese. We have a lot of Germans, and we have, you know, white people and black people. But outside of that, there's not a large constituency of any other ethnic group from anywhere else in the world. So that's why
lacking.
In Cincinnati we eat sauerkraut and hamburgers and pizza, but you go to San Francisco or Chicago or Washington, D.C., and you can get sushi and you can get noodles that you can't pronounce and stuff like that.
I told the Ethiopians who sell me Cokes on the street to come here that there must be business here because they're lacking like Ethiopian food here. They're like lacking the little restaurants that we love to go to in D.C. that we pay like, you know, $10 for a bowl of soup, but it was still yum, delicious, and worth the $10. I don't know.
Well, what are you doing for a party on New Year's Eve tonight, Sushi Girl?
I'll tell you, I got Sushi Boy here. I got the Sushi Boy's Geisha Girl here.
Well, what more do you need then?
we got a little party going.
All right, well, speaking of parties, let's check in now with our friends at the Carnivores in Action and see if they're still in Norwood or where they're headed, all right?
Okay.
Thanks.
Hello?
Well, that's not you. There you are. Hey, you there?
Yes.
Yeah, so what's going on? Where are you guys at?
Hey, man, we are in Norwood at Schaefer's, man, and I'm just going to tell you, that place was hopping, pal. Wall-to-wall chicks, baby.
Now,
if there's any lonely men out there and they want to find the hot spot tonight, I'm telling you, Schaefer's in Norwood is just crawling with the babes.
Is Gloria available?
Oh, yeah.
Gloria who sounds
Gloria,
like Marge Shaw?
Gloria is unattached, man. Gloria, there are five women to every one man.
Now, you guys are going to go somewhere else, aren't you? You're not just going to stop at Schaefer's.
Oh, no, baby. You know where we're going now? We're going to go look at the wild side of life. We're going to go look at the upscale thing, man. We're going to head out to Teller's in Hyde Park and see what the yuppies are up to tonight, baby.
That's where the yuppies would be at Teller's in Hyde Park.
They would be at Teller's, man, and they're drinking their expensive champagne, and they're eating their quiche. And they are not picking up the babes because I'm telling you, man, right now, the babes are at Schaefer's, baby.
Well, Mark and Bob and Kelly, you guys will call us when you get there, won't you?
We will call you when we get to Teller's. And, man, you know, please keep us posted. Anybody has a party they want us to check out, man, we are out here and we are on the scene, baby.
It sounds like you guys
it's
are between
wild.
Norwood
it's
and
a wild town, baby. What's that, baby?
Baby, it sounds like you're between Norwood and Hyde Park. So if anybody in that general vicinity wants three wacky comedians to stop by and entertain their party, call us up at 749-7000 and we'll give you the directions, all right?
749? Yeah, you got it, baby. And let me just say this, that this is a limited offer, man. This year's almost up, so if they want us to entertain, they got to call now. Oh, another babe just walked into Schaefer's. Oh, my God! This place is crawling with babes.
We'll never get them out of Schaefer's.
Man, I'm heading back into Schaefer's, man.
No, go to Teller's and go back.
Great trim, baby. Great trim in Schaefer's. All right, we'll call you when we get to Teller's, man.
Okay,
man. We're out of here.
Thanks, baby. This is New Year's Eve with Chris and Rob on The Big One. We got another minute and a half, and then Charles Van Zandt will be in. You got any wacky Charles Van Zandt news for us?
I have no Charles Van. All I know is that he thinks sex is neat.
Hey, Charles, can you hear me in there? Hey, Charles. Charles Van Zandt, what is the best New Year's Eve you've ever had?
Well, you know, when I lived in Columbus, Indiana, we used to get together with my wife's friends from the library where she worked, and we always had a nice little get-together, watched the ball come down on the Times Square on TV, and drank a few beers and ate some chips, and it was just good camaraderie.
You do know that was a rerun, and Dick Clark was not actually there, don't you?
Was that the year that was? Okay. Okay.
It was a Borg.
It looks it looks similar every year, so.
All right,
I noticed Dick Clark never changes, so I was beginning to wonder about that.
Yeah, he just gets a tune-up, you know, about Thanksgiving. They pull him out, you know, oil the joints, check the wiring. But, it's a Borg.
I see. So that's a Borg that'll be with Ed McMahon when they pull up to our house with that $10 million check.
Well, sometimes, when you watched the funny video show they did with Ed McMahon.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they'd come back from a break, and Ed McMahon would have the plate on Dick Clark's head open, like adjusting the wiring or something, you know, programming in the next joke.
Kind of like Data on Star Trek.
Yeah, you have to click it down real quick.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Go back over your voluminous Ed McMahon, Dick Clark tapes. You'll see that.
I will, yeah. I've got almost everything they've ever done together.
Now, Charles Van Zandt, in your upcoming newscast, which is about 20 seconds away, are you going to be including news of Dick Clark's untimely death?
No.
No. Because it's still in the rumor stage, isn't it?
It still is, yes.
You're just going to have to tune into the Dick Clark. By the way, I would advise watching Dick Clark with the sound down and Chris and Rob on The Big One, 700 WLW Cincinnati, cranked up.
700 WLW News. Good evening. I'm Charles Van Sant. Flood waters and 100-mile-per-hour wind gusts buffet the Pacific Northwest.
Wind gusts.